तदर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र टेक्स्ट नंबर 12. इन दिस टेक्स्ट महाराज कुलशेखर इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट नन अदर दैन द डिवोशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड विल सेव अस फ्रॉम दिस ओशन ऑफ डिजाइन. He says, Bhavajaladhim agadam dustaram nistareyam katam ahamiti cheto mam smagha katarvatvam sarasija drishye deve taraki bhaktireka narakabhidi nishannam tarayishyate avasham. Dear mind, do not bewilder yourself by anxiously thinking, how can I cross this fathomless and impassable ocean of material existence? There is one who can save you, and that is devotion. If you offer her to the lotus-eyed Lord, the killer of Narakasura, He will carry you across this ocean without fail. Here he has given two adjectives to the material world. One he says agadam, and second dustaram. Agadam means it's limitless. And second is dustaram, that is impassable. You can't pass it. You can't cross over it. But what is that can help us to cross over this material ocean? He says, Taraki bhakti rekaha. Oh my Lord, there is only one thing, and that is your devotion. Nothing else. See, all the great devotees, they have a same opinion. In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Brahmaji, he prays to their lordship. He says, Samashritaye padapallavam plavam mahat padam punya yasho murare bhavam budirvatsa padam sapadam padam padam yat vipadam natesham. He says, for those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is a famous as a murari, the enemy of a mura demon, the ocean of the material world is like a water contained in a calf's hoof print. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha, the place where there are no miseries, not the place where there is a danger at every step. Maharani Kunti also said, Padam Padam Yat Vipadam Na Tesham, or Vipada Santu Shashvata. She needs the eternal sufferings. But this material world itself is a Padam Padam Vipadam. At every step there is some kind of a misery is there. It's not that anyone of this material world is freed from material miseries. Only the devotion to the Lord and the devotees who take shelter at the lotus feet of a Lord, which is considered here as a plavam. Plavam means boat. If you need to cross the ocean, you need to take boat. Otherwise, it's not possible to cross over. Why it is not possible? In the next verse, Maharaj Kulashekar very wonderfully explains that. He says, actually this material world is a full of different sorts of crocodiles, big ferocious fishes who can eat you up. He says, Trishna to ye madana pavano dhuto moharam imale dara varate tanaya sahaja graha sangraha kulecha samsarakhe mahati jalodho majjatam nastridhaman padam bhoje varada bhavato bhaktinavam prayaccha. Again he is asking the Lordship, please provide the boat of your shelter. He says, your lotus feet are like a boat which can cross us over this ocean of material existence. Why this material existence is always compared with the ocean? What's the reason behind that? What is that? This much? Huh? It is already explained in previous verse. Ocean means?
Very deep.
Aghad dustareyam. It's a fathomless and impassable. Very difficult to cross over. By your own endeavor, it's not possible. No, you may be a very champion swimmer, but you can't cross over the ocean. That's not possible. You need to have a boat. Otherwise, it's not possible to cross over the ocean. Then which boat do you need to cross over this material world? Padam bhoje vara bhavato. It's your lotus feet, my lord, which are like a nav. Navam. Which is like a boat, which can cross me over. It's not only Maharaj Kulashekar. Even Shankaracharya, he also says, what is this material world? As Maharaj Kulashekar has explained here, the Lord of the three worlds, we are drowning in the vast ocean of a samsara, which is filled with the waters of a material hankering, with many waves of illusion, whipped up by the winds of lust, with whirlpools of wives, and with the vast schools of sharks and other sea monsters who are our sons and brothers. O giver of all benedictions, please grant me a place on the boat of devotion, that is your lotus feet. It looks very horrible to hear that what he is calling to our wife and kids and relatives, he says they are like a sea monsters, you know. That's the biggest illusion.
And sharks.
Why he says that? What is the reason behind that? Because of our attachment to them. The same metaphor has given by Shankaracharya also. He also says, samsara sagara vishala karala kala nakra graha grasita nigraha vigrahasya vyagrasya raga nijayor mini peeditasya Lakshmi Narasimha mamadehi karavalamba. He prays to Lord Lakshmi Narasimha, please place your hand on my head, be merciful on me and bless me that I can cross over this samsara sagar, which is vishala, aghad, karala kala. It's like a impassable time, you know. No one can come above the time. No one can control the time. Time controls everyone. So same way, the material existence is controlling us. Why? because it contains of nakara. Nakara means crocodile. Graha, grasita, vigrahasya. And they are there to what? To devour me. Because attachment to relatives, body, and the bodily possessions is always like a devouring monsters. They kill your consciousness. They deviate your consciousness, or they divert your consciousness, your mind, your chetaha, your intelligence, away from Krishna. And that's why he says that they are like a monster. In that famous song, Bhaja Ure Mana, Srinandanandana, there also, what he says? Yedhana yauvana putra parijana ite ke ache paraditi re. They are not going to help me here. How they can help me to cross over this material ocean? Huh? And even Prabhupada, he also explains in one of the purport of first canto, 15th chapter and text number 15. He says that everyone, even your spiritual master, your parent, your wife, your husband, your kids, your god brothers, all they will help you throughout the life. But at the time of death, who has to remember Krishna?
Yourself. Myself.
So everyone has to fly his own plane. Nobody is going to help you out if some problem is there in the sky when you are in a plane. Is there anybody? So one has to be very careful. From what? Then he explains about. Of this Trishna Toe. Trishna is what? Desire. Who desires? You or your mind?
Mind.
So one has to be very careful of the activities of mind. Only one thing that can save you, that is Paratmanishtha. That is explained in the previous verse, purport. It is said that etam sahastaya paratmanishtham adhyasitam purvavatam purvamater maharshibhihi aham trishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri niveshvaya. I shall cross over the insurmountable ocean of Nisayan by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. This was proved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in the firm devotion to the Lord. Paramatma, the supreme personality of a Godhead who resides in the heart. Actually, this verse is from the chapter where the Avanti Brahmana, he takes a sannyas. There also he says that no one else in this material world is cause of my suffering other than my own mind. Nayam janome sukadukka hetur na devatatma na graha karma kalaha manah parama karana amananti samsara chakra parivarta yatyat. This samsara chakra, will of birth and death, it always keeps us moving because of trishna, desires. See here, why this trishna, desires, they are compared with the water of ocean?
They are limitless. They are limitless.
Uncountable, you know. Like there are waves in the ocean. Who can count them? One goes, the second one comes. We think that third one may be the small one, but fourth one, it will be like a mountain. So desires are like that. And who creates all these desires?
Mind.
Our attachment to our body and things which are related with the body. Like it said that when you are brahmachari, you and your six enemies. Who are the six enemies? When you get married, you get another set of six. Then by combination of two, you get another two, three, four sets of... Just yes. Imagine what is happening there. Huh?
Yeah, okay.
So being a grahastha, it's not that easy to perform devotional service. Do you think so?
No.
No? Very easy? Huh? It's not that easy to perform devotional service. But 99.99% people are in grahastha ashram only. And that's why he says, all these, the small sets and the other set, they are like sharks.
Sea monsters
who are going to
find us.
Devour you. So one has to be very careful. In the second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto itself, it is said they are asata sainya. They are fake soldiers who are not going to save you at the time of death. There is a nice verse in Mahabharata. It clearly explains. Wife, she may come with you till the doorstep. When once leave this body, she comes up to the doorstep. Kids, they may come up to crematorium. After cremation, who is going to be with you?
Nobody.
Is there anybody?
Nobody.
No one. That's why Shankaracharya, in his Charpat Panjari, he says, Yavat vayo nivasati dehe tavat kushalam prachati gehe. Gatavat vayo deha bhaye bharya bharya bibhyati tasmin kaya. The woman who has spent so many nights and days in isolation with this body, that she herself says, take away. She gets scared of, now take that body. They never even call that person. As long as that person is there in that body, they call with him by name. But after that, it is always, it may be a president, it may be a prime minister, or maybe a monarch or emperor of the whole world. After his death, he is called always as a dead body. Not only body, but dead body. So what is your real identity then? And that's why, very humbly, he is asking their lordship, my lord, please provide me a boat which can cross me over this ocean of material desires. Otherwise, it's not possible. No one can do that by their own endeavor. Na jnani, na tapasa, na yogi, na karmana. Whatever you do with this body is not going to help you to cross over this ocean of material desires. Unless and until you do it for the service of the Lord. Idam shariram khalu dharma sadhanam. If you take this body as an instrument to perform dharma, so what is dharma? Exactly. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever Lord has said. And what Lord says? Yad ashnasi, yad juhosi, yad dadasi. Whatever you give, whatever you eat, whatever you do with this body, just offer it to me. And that is called as a devotional service. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhosi, dadasi, yat tapasasi konteya, tat kurushva madarapanam. And that's what he says. And that's what Lord expects from us. For that reason we got this material body, you know, as a human being. Otherwise, whatever other things that people are engaged in are readily and comfortably available in the other species of life. They don't have to endeavor for that. Have you seen any birds, they have come to insure their life?
No, they don't have any life insurance.
Do they need?
No.
Not at all. They have full faith in the Lord. Rakshati iti vishvaso. Do they have any malls to buy some groceries or anything? Do they have any offices to go and work? No. Lord has provided them as per their needs. And they are happy with that. Like Prabhupada used to give that example. If a bag of a grain is just lying on the floor or on the road, birds will come. They will just eat as much as they can and they will fly away from there. Cow may come. She will eat and go. But human beings comes.
Grab all the things. Everything is mine.
Aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer, so they will take. That is what binds us in this human form of life, the greed. Trishna toye, this water of greed, you know. And if you have family, then that greed increases again. Like, whoever is the earning person at the home, how much do you spend for yourself every month of your own salary? Honestly, how much?
1 or 2 plus, not even less.
And rest of the things? That is what nakra graha grasita vigrahasya. Because as long as we have this material body, which is born out of someone's lust actually, so it is a composition of a lust only. So as long as you have, lust will trouble you, as long as you have this body. As long as you have a body, that will troubles you. But what saves you from that is your consciousness. That's why Yamunacharya, in his prayers to Lord, he says, Yadavadi mamachetah krishna padarabandayor navanavar rasa dhamnyo uddhatam asit. Even at the point when I was enjoying or relishing the wonderful pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead, still that point also my mind gets attracted to women, beauty of any group. But I spit on that thought. Why? Because my consciousness is elevated now. So as long as you have a body, these things are going to disturb you. But you have to decide whether to get disturbed or just neglect. And you can neglect that thing when rasovarajam rasopyasya parama drashtva anuvartate. When you get the higher test, then automatically you will lose taste for the lower things. And what is that higher thing?
Devotion.
He is asking for, oh my Lord, devotion to your lotus feet. He is not asking devotion to your face or devotion to your chest. He is asking devotion to lotus feet. And what it shows? Prapatti, Sharanagati, total surrender. Because in this material world, what is our consciousness? Ishwaroham, Aham Bhogi, Siddhoham, Balavan, Sukhi. I am the enjoyer, you know, I am the
controller.
The most important thing that we consider ourselves, it's me, no?
I am.
The proprietor.
In Sharanagati, what happens? Namaha. Not mine. Na mama. That is namaha. When you say namaha means, it's not mine. My Lord, it's yours. So that's what. That's why when you have to swim, the first posture is, when you surrender to that water, then that water gives you way to go further. So if you want to make a progress, what do you have to do?
Surrender.
That's the rule of this world as well as the spiritual world. Surrender. And Lord, very boldly, He demands that from you. What He says? Sarvadharmana parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Surrender unto me, no one else. And all the devotees, they are praying the same. My Lord, it's your lotus feet which are going to save me from the ocean of this material world. Bhaja hure mana Shri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanara. What is going to save me? Those lotus feet of Lord Govinda who can make me fearless. Then in the next verse, he explains why I should take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Why not anyone else? Why not anyone else?
Because nobody else can control, only Krishna is controller.
Rakhi Krishna, Mare Krishna.
Because He is the one who says that Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Cha Characharam Hetunanena Kaunteya Jagat Viparivartate. Mayadhyakshena, under my control, everything in this material world
is moving.
Moving around. And the same thing here, he explains. Maharaj Kulashekar. He says, Prithvi Renur Anuhapayamsi Kanikah Falgus Fullingo Lagos Tejo Nihishwasanam Maruta Tanutaram radharam su sukshmam nabha kshudra rudra pita maha praja prabhat prabhutyayaha kita samasta sura drishte yatra satarako vijayate shripada dhuli kanaha. Once our Savior has been seen, the whole earth becomes no greater than a speck of dust. All the waters of the ocean become mere droplets. The totality of a fire becomes a minute spark. The winds become just a faint sigh, and the expanse of a space become a tiny hole. Great lords like Rudra and grandfather Brahma become insignificant, and all the demigods becomes like a small insects. Indeed, even one particle of a dust from our Lord's feet conquers all. So that is the glory of the one particle of the dust from the Lord's lotus feet. And that's why only His lotus feet can save us from the ocean of material existence. Because everything in this material world which is controlled by the big controllers, they are insignificant in front of their Lordship. The same thing as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. He says here, Aham tarishyami duranta param tamo मुकुंद अंग्री निवेशैव I will get saved. How? He says only by your mercy. Nothing yet. No one else in this material world is able to save me, but it's you, my Lord. Because all these great personalities, they take shelter at your lotus feet. Shankaracharya in his prayer, he says, Brahmendra Rudra Marudarka Kirita Koti Sanghatitangri Kamala Malakantikantaha Lakshmi Lasat Kuchasaro Ruharaja Hamsa Lakshmi Narsimha Mamadehi Karavalambam. He says, Brahma, Indra, Rudra, Maruta, Arka. Who are these personalities? Visibly, it is seen that the whole material world is controlled by these personalities. Brahma is considered as a
creator.
Indra, who is the king of all the demigods and who controls the rain, which is essential to produce everything in this world. Then, most important thing, without that we can't move. Everything in this material world is moving around because of the Vayu. Even sometimes our body, it gets locked. Because of that Vayu, if it is not moving properly in your body. Arka, sun god, because he rises and he sets down, there is a day and night. So it is visible that these are the controllers. But what happened with those controllers? It says that, Kiritarka koti sangatitangri kamala malakantikanta. They come and touch your lotus feet with their golden crowns. That means they surrender at your lotus feet. And everyone who surrender at the lotus feet of Lakshmi, she is always at the lotus feet of the Lord. Yat pada pallava yugam. Lakshmi, she always resides at the lotus feet of the Lord. Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambrava Sevyamana. It's not one, millions of them. They are rendering service at the lotus feet of the Lord. And that's why he says, my Lord, it's you and only you. No one else can save us from this material world. Then, in the next verse, he explains us, all the jivas in this world, especially in the form of a human being. He explains what is the greatest remedy, treatment and medicine for this bhavaroga. What medicine that we should take? हे लोका शृणुत प्रसूति मरणं व्याधेश चिकित्सां इमां योगज्ञा समुदाधरन्ति मुनयो यम यज्ञवाल्क्यादिकदयः अंतरज्योतिर अमेय एकं अमृतं कृष्णाख्यं आपियतां तत्पीतं परमौषधं विनुते निर्वाणमात्यंतिकम् What is going to give you nirvana atyantikam? The absolute liberation. Yoga, dhyana, tapasya, the karmas, nothing. He says, hey lokaha, O people, shrunata, please hear from me. What? Prasuti marana. Prasuti means birth. And death. There is a big disease in this world, that is taking birth and dying. What is the chikitsa? What is the treatment for that? How you can get rid of this disease? Yoga jnaha. Not by yoga or not by jnana. Samudharatanti. It's not going to deliver you. Munayo yam yajnavalkyadeha. Even the knowledge given by the great Muni is like Yajnavalkya, because Yajnavalkya, he has given us sutras. Like Manu has given us smriti, so Yajnavalkya has also given us smriti. Manusmriti was validated only for the Satya and Treta Yuga, not for the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, the Yajnavalkya Suti, Parashar's Sutra, Yajnavalkya Sutras are there that you have to follow. If you, as a Grahastha, you want to follow some sutras. So these Grahya Sutras, which is given by Yajnavalkya or Parashara, they are called as the code of conducts for the age of a Kali. But even that is also not going to save you. Not the jnana. Then what is that? He says, Antara Jyoti Ameyekam Amritam Krishnakhyam Apiyatam. Drink what?
Krishna.
Krishna. The name Krishna itself.
Tat pitam
parama aushadhim. If you drink this parama aushadhi, if you chant the holy name of
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Hare
Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama,
Hare Hare.
He said, apiyam, he said, just drink it. Because what you are going to get after chanting this holy name? Atyantika Nirvana. The ultimate or absolute liberation. Liberation from what?
Liberation itself, like detachment is all that means.
Material world. Mukti.
Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vivasthita. Knowing your eternal position is also a liberation. But atyantika nirvanam, the atyantika liberation means, absolute nirvana means attaining the param dhamma, the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of God. Tad dhamma paramam mama, that absolute abode of the Supreme Personality of God. And how one can go there?
Only by performing bhakti.
Only by chanting the name mm-hmm. Krishna.
No.
Nothing else. No other way to reach there. No other way to go there. Then again, further in the next verse, he elaborates about that. He says, He martya paramam hitam shrunutavo Vakshami sankshepataha samsara arnava apadu urami bahulam samyak pravishasthitaha nana jnanam apasya chetasi namo narayaneti amum mantram sa pranavam pranama sahitam pravartyadvam muhu. O mortal beings, you have submerged yourself fully in the ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of misfortune. Please hear as I briefly tell you how to obtain your supreme benefit. Paramam hitam. Just put aside your various attempts at gaining knowledge and instead begin constantly chanting the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya, and bowing down to the Lord. See, it is said, Eko hi Krishnasya krita pranamaha. Dashashvamedhi avadhudanatulyam. Dashashvamedhi punarabhaveti. Krishna pranami na punarayati. Eko hi Krishnasya krita pranamaha. If you go and offer pranama, offer obeisances, Sashtanga pranama to the Lord, it's not equal to performing to Dasha Ashwamedhi Yajnas. Even 10,000 Ashwamedhi Yajna, if you perform and take a Avabhruta Snana, means you have completed them. You can't compare them with one pranama that you have offered to the Lord. Why? Dasha Ashwamedhi Punarayati, Punarabhaveti. Even you perform a Dashashvamedhi Yajnas, again you have to take birth in this material world. Because to enjoy the benefits that you get after performing Dashashvamedhi Yajna, you have to go to the heavenly planets. But Krishna Pranami, but who offers Pranama to the Lord, na punar ayati, he does not have to come back to this material world. Can you imagine what benefit that you are going to get just by offering one pranama to the Lord? And what is pranama means? Namo Narayanaya. It's not mine. Whom it belongs to? Narayanaya. It belongs to Lord Narayana. So, even in Karmakanda, when they do all the pujas to all the demigods, ultimately what they say? Kayena vacha manasendaryava buddhyatmava prakritir svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai whom? Shriman Narayana iti samarapyami. Whom I am? Because he is the one only can accept everything. Not anyone else. If you pray and offer prayers to Indra, he will give you when? When he has. And who gives him? That's Krishna. So why not ultimately you offer it to him? Because offering pranama means giving up everything to that person whom you are offering. See, in our Vedic culture, whomever you meet, how you greet them? Namaha. Not mine, all is yours. So, if someone is offering pranam to you, that means he is offering himself to you. And now you are responsible for his delivery. You have to deliver him from the clutches of Maya. It's a big responsibility. It's not just symbol. It's very tough. You need to be that responsible. If you follow the path that has traced or tracked by previous acharyas, then only it is possible. When someone offers pranam to you, you forward it to your spiritual master. He is offering me because I am offering it to you. If I would not offer you, they will not offer me. Like there was one very wealthy person. He used to walk on the road, and while crossing by, everyone used to offer him pranam. Namaskar, namaskar. Then while walking, he used to say, okay, I will convey it. I will convey it. I will convey it. So one of his servants used to follow him. Then that wealthy person, he used to come to his house, he used to open his locker and he used to offer pranam and used to say, so many people has conveyed their pranams to you. Then that servant, with a keen interest, he asked his master, whom you offer this pranam? He said, I offer this pranam to all these opulences that I have got it, gathered it in this, because all these people, they are offering pranam to me because these things are there with me. If they are not there, they are not going to respect me. So same way, if someone is offering pranam to you, means because they are respecting you, because you are connected with some respectable personality. And what is the ultimate respectable personality?
Krishna.
Narayana iti akhyata. So your duty, whenever you go in front of the Lord, what do you have to do? Om Namo Narayanaya. It's not mine. Whatever I have gathered in this world, with this body, mind and soul, it belongs to Narayana. It belongs to Krishna. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. So whom I have to offer it? Tvadiya idam tubhyameva samarpayet. All is yours and I am offering it to you only. And that's the only one way through which one can get delivered. And this is what we have to understand from these prayers offered by such a great personalities like Maharaj Kulashekhar. Maharaj Kulashekhar ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much.